Introduction to Partner Blogging. Guest blogging can be an extremely powerful method of bringing in traffic and income, while also building an everlasting network of high-quality, permanent backlinks that will funnel an unbelievable amount of targeted traffic to your website, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And while there are few steps involved in getting the most out of your partnership blogging, the reward will always be well worth the effort. Just one high-quality article posted to a popular, high-traffic blog could be read by tens of thousands of people, and could result in quite a lot of traffic, permanent backlinks and authority, and since the article will always remain on site, you can generate traffic from that website for years to come. Guest blogging is truly a win-win situation. The blogger receives free content that is written by a professional and expert in the field, and the guest blogger in return, receives unbeatable exposure, unlimited traffic, and instant authority within the niche while putting their name in front of a very wide audience of prospects. In this special report, you're going to learn many powerful techniques for turning guest blogging into an unstoppable source for extremely targeted traffic and for raising your profile in any industry. You'll learn exactly what you should and shouldn't do in order to make the most of your guest blogging experience so that you can skyrocket your income, solidify your place in your market, and claim your share of traffic from the top sources in your market. Locating the best blogs in your niche. First things first, you need to locate a handful of high traffic, reputable blogs in your market that offer the opportunity to guest post. The good news is that finding high traffic, popular blogs to write for is easier than you may think. While bloggers will not want to share their traffic with just anyone, many professional bloggers will gladly give you space on their website, along with a direct and permanent link to any URL you choose, if it means that they are able to offer their visitors with fantastic content without having to outsource or pay for it. How to find top blogs. Depending on your niche, it may be very easy to pinpoint the top blogs in your niche market or industry. Sometimes it isn't so easy. Also, you might be surprised how much traffic some blogs get, even if they aren't getting a lot of attention or aren't necessarily ranked in the top 10 on Google. As you're searching for potential blogs, be sure to pay close attention to when the most recent post was made. You're not likely to get the results you're looking for from a blog that hasn't been updated in quite some time, as you are from a website that is frequently updated with fresh content and high activity. Also, you may not want to focus on blogs that don't allow comments, have mostly spam comments that never get deleted, or that allow comments but have few to none. This is a classic hallmark of a blog that is neglected or has little traffic or overall interest to those in your market. Type in any of the following keyword phrases and you'll easily locate dozens, if not hundreds, of content syndication networks that will publish your content while providing you with not only a direct link to any URL you choose, but you can quite often attach an author signature box to your article that provides additional information about yourself, making it easy to build up authority and credibility in your market by becoming a name they know. Here are a few keyword search strings to get you started. Submit content, submit article, guest bloggers needed, guest bloggers wanted, contributors needed, submit guest post, accepting guest bloggers. Also, to save you some time, here are a handful of popular websites that accept guest posts. www.revenues.com/writeitrevenues. www.readwrite.com/page/contact-awesome=09mnvmrvf5kska. www.mashable.com/submit. www.shoutmeloud.com/join-shoutmeloud. You can also find guest blogging openings by using INURL keyword searches, which will search through online blogs for specific search terms like INURL guest blogging guidelines or INURL guest bloggers, all common phrases associated with guest blogging opportunities and submission sites. Syndication networks. Syndication networks are communities focused around reproducing and distributing content in exchange for backlinks and exposure. It's important to choose networks that are specific to your market, reaching your target audience easier and ensuring that your content is well received and relevant to those visiting the website. If you're involved in the internet marketing or online opportunity market, you could submit your content into http://www.biznik.com or http://www.smartblogs.com. If you're involved in the technology market, you could submit your content into http://www.geekpedia.com or http://www.blogsalute.com, and if you are involved in the work-at-home mom industry, You might want to check out http://www.momsnetwork.com or http://www.shenows.com. Start by searching for keyword plus guest bloggers, and you'll be able to find countless syndication networks that focus on your market or niche. Syndication services. If you are short on time, you could outsource all of your content submission and distribution to syndication service professionals who will seek out the top networks and community sites in your niche and submit your content on your behalf. In addition, many of these services provide tracking features so that you can see where your content has been submitted and where it is currently being displayed. Here are a few worth exploring. PRPR, www.prpr.net. The Content Facilitator, www.contentfacilitator.com. Gigya, www.gigya.com. Mochila, www.mochila.com. Newstex, www.newstex.com. You won't always be able to determine how much traffic a blog has, so it's a good idea to keep in mind a few guidelines. These aren't foolproof, but they will definitely help. 1. The blog should be at least a few months old. Very new blogs aren't likely to have much traffic or many followers, and they won't be established in the search engines, meaning that they will not be considered an authority website. 2. The blog should be updated regularly. If there are months with only a couple of posts or a period of time with no posts at all, the blog probably isn't getting much traffic as they aren't working to keep an open line of communication with visitors. 3. If there are hardly any comments, there probably isn't much traffic to the blog. If there is significant traffic, a lack of comments usually signifies a lack of interest or low-quality content. Contacting blog owners. There is one potential problem you may run into that could hamper your efforts to find blogs to write for, and that is the fact that many bloggers do not include any contact information on their blogs. Fortunately, there are several ways to potentially get in touch with a blog owner. 1. Look for a contact form. Many blogs have one in order to deter spam instead of placing their email address visibly on the blog. 2. Look up their Whois information and find an email address. If they have Whois protection, you can still contact the protection email and it will forward it to them. However, it may go to their webmaster or administrator, or it might go to an email address that is rarely, or never, checked. 3. As a last result, you can leave a comment on their blog. They may never see it, but at least you've got a shot. Be sure to leave them a way to reach you easily. Sometimes bloggers will actually advertise in search of guest bloggers, and many websites have a submission page or form set up on their website that will allow you to send in a direct inquiry. This will make your job easier, especially if they give you clear guidelines about what they are looking for from potential guest bloggers. Simply follow their instructions to apply and be patient. Sometimes it will take a while to hear back from the blogger, but that's a good thing. It means they are busy taking care of their website visitors. Contacting bloggers with your content. When you're preparing to contact a blogger in regards to the possibility of guest blogging for them, you need to remember one very important thing. This is something salespeople and copywriters live by, and it's something you should always remember, as it will help you in all aspects of your life. What's in it for me? In order to get what you want in life, you have to remember that anyone you want something from will be asking that very same question. Not all bloggers will understand the benefits of opening their website to guest bloggers, so you need to be prepared to do a little selling. When you contact a blogger, be sure to concentrate on what you can do for him/her. Let him know why he should have guest bloggers, and why that guest blogger should be you instead of someone else. Yes, you can mention what you'd like out of it. Obviously, they need to know what you expect in return for your article. However, you want to focus more on what this means for them and how they will directly benefit. Here are some benefits of guest blogging you can use to convince a blogger why he should partner with you by allowing you to guest blog for them. 1. They get free content without having to spend time writing it or money outsourcing it. 2. The additional content will bring them more search engine traffic. 3. You can bring a new perspective to their visitors, giving their visitors more reason to come to the blog and stay longer. Some important tips to remember while crafting your email. 1. Sell yourself. You are your most important asset. If the blogger likes you, he will be much more likely to agree to your proposal. Not only that, but if you happen to be an expert in the niche, he'll be glad to know this. 2. Fit in. Let him know why you are a good fit for his blog. 3. Prove yourself. Attach some examples of your work or give him a link to your blog so he can see for himself the quality of your work. 4. Be polite. You don't have to kiss the blogger's behind, but be polite, even if the blogger doesn't agree to your proposal. You never know whom else they know, or how they may be useful to you in the future. 5. Save time. Most people are busy people. They don't have time to read a novella written by you. Keep your email short and to the point. Include just enough information to help them make their decision. 6. Be respectful. Let them know how much you value their time, and thank them for taking the time to read your email. You might even want to prove you read their blog by referring to a favorite post. 7. Go the extra mile. Let him know you're willing to go the extra mile by promoting the post, and exactly how you will do it. How can he turn down free content and free traffic? 8. Most importantly, don't forget to let the blogger know what's in it for him. Follow the other steps and you'll be doing fine to let him know what's in it for me. Choosing a topic for your article. What you write about is as important as what you write. You can't rehash the same topic over and over for multiple blogs. Since the point of guest blogging is to gain immediate credibility and traffic, the better and more relevant your article, the greater your chances of it being picked up and noticed. To begin, it's important to read through existing articles on the blog before you choose a topic to find out. 1. Which topics have already been covered? 2. Which types of posts are popular? 3. Which posts have the most comments? You want to make sure your article fits in well with the blog's overall theme or content so that you are able to connect with visitors and give them information that they are really interested in. Even if a specific topic has already been covered, you could provide them with a fresh perspective, or give them additional information that offers full comprehensive coverage. Keyword research. When looking for great topics for guest blogging articles, it's important to begin with keyword research. Just because the blog isn't yours doesn't mean you shouldn't do keyword research and find a great keyword phrase. Remember, the more traffic this article gets, the more people will read it and potentially visit your link. Don't think of this as competing with your own site, because this is your article and all of the exposure that it will receive will be yours for the taking. Unique article titles. A good keyword phrase that receives a strong level of traffic is a great starting point for a quality article. Keywords can give you ideas, but you must craft those ideas into a unique article idea. There are many ways to turn a keyword phrase into an article title. Here are a few examples using the keyword phrase costumes for dogs. Middle.top 10 Halloween costumes for dogs. Middle.great birthday party costumes for dogs. Middle.cool patterns for homemade costumes for dogs. Middle.how to turn old baby clothes into costumes for dogs. Middle.cute Christmas costumes for dogs. Middle.make killer superhero costumes for dogs. Middle.the 10 funniest and most creative costumes for dogs. See how you can turn the same keyword phrase into many different types of articles just by changing the supporting subject? Each article is about costumes for dogs, but each one is unique. You can do this with almost any keyword phrase you can think of. Even if your keyword phrase is extremely specific, you can tailor it for different situations. For example, let's say your keyword is for a very specific recipe name, such as raspberry almond tart recipe. Here are some examples of how to make raspberry almond tart recipe unique. Middle.fat-free raspberry almond tart recipe. Middle.eggless raspberry almond tart recipe. Middle.low-carb raspberry almond tart recipe. Middle.sugar-free raspberry almond tart recipe. Middle.gluten-free raspberry almond tart recipe. As you can see, pretty much any keyword phrase can be turned into a unique article by simply changing the angle at which you approach it. Thus, even if the blog you're writing for has used every decent keyword phrase you can find already, you can still craft a completely unique article just by changing your angle. Writing a quality article. Don't be tempted to pump out a quick and dirty article when you're guest blogging. Every article you write needs to be the highest quality you can possibly achieve, because each and every article represents you. Not only does the article represent you to the owner of the blog you're writing for, but also to everyone who reads it. Remember, your name will be attached to the article. How many people do you think will click the link to visit your blog, website, squeeze page or other page you link to if your article isn't interesting? The main point of guest blogging is to get you more traffic, and also to establish your name in your niche. You can't accomplish either of those if your content isn't of the highest quality, so above all else, make sure that the article reads well, is relevant, free from grammatical errors, and is interesting and entertaining. Step 1, research. At this point, you should have already done research to see what type of material the blog's visitors enjoy as well as to find a great topic. Now it's time to research content. Unless you already know your topic inside and out, it's a good idea to do some thorough research in order to be certain you're providing accurate and relevant information. I probably don't have to tell you this, but never, ever plagiarize another person's work. Remember, plagiarism includes ideas as well as actual words, so don't make your work too close to your research material, and use multiple sources of research for a single article. Another thing to keep in mind is that you should be certain to use only reputable sources for your research. Sites like Wikipedia are not considered reputable because anyone can add information, even if he or she isn't an expert in the subject. Try to get your information from true, recognized experts in the field. Look for people who have books published through traditional publishers, not self-published, and from major websites in the field. Step 2, outline and notes. As you perform your research, create a simple outline you can use for your article. Figure out approximately how many paragraphs you'd like your article to be and create a paragraph-by-paragraph outline that includes a few notes about what you'd like to say in each paragraph. An outline will come in very handy as you write, because it will help prevent writer's block. If you know what you're going to say before you start writing, it will make your job go much faster. Step 3, writing. The actual writing process will be quite simple if you've done your outline and your notes. Make sure your article is in-depth with quality, useful information and is of sufficient length. Remember, a 300-word article isn't enough for most search engines these days. Google especially wants to see longer articles. Shoot for around 600 words. Step 4, editing and proofreading. Do not skip the fourth and final step. Too many people think they can simply write an article and send it off for publication, but that simply isn't true. Sure, you could do that, but then you risk looking foolish if you make a major mistake, or at least not getting asked to guest blog again. One thing that really helps is to print your article and read it offline. Sometimes it's easier to catch mistakes in printed material than on a computer screen. Also, try reading one sentence at a time, or reading sentences backwards. This helps prevent you from scanning and missing items, getting the most from the article. Okay, so you've written, or outsourced, a high-quality article and you've pinpointed a handful of authority blogs in which to submit your content to. The next step is to make sure that your article is optimized so that you are able to get the most out of every submission as possible. Some of the ways to use this traffic include 1. Link to your blog or website where another article is featured. 2. Link to a squeeze page to collect opt-in subscribers and build a list. 3. Link directly to an affiliate link. This is not generally recommended, because most blog owners won't allow it. However, some may if you really want to do this. 4. Increase your authority within the niche with links to additional tools or resources on your website. 5. Promote a book, DVD or other media. 6. Build exposure by linking to your social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, etc., or by linking to a Facebook page or group encouraging participation. Here are a few other ways in which you can optimize your content itself in order to generate mass exposure. 1. Create an infographic and post it to Pinterest. Link to the article from the pinned image. 2. Link to a web page on your site that features exclusive offers, discounts or coupons for products and services that readers will be interested in. 3. Offer incentives such as contests and prizes for direct activity, tweet, Facebook like, rate pin content, etc., on your website and link to it in the article footnote or author box. Answer comments. Don't forget to be an active participant in the comments on your article. This will not only help you get more traffic from your article, but it will also be beneficial for the blog owner. If he sees an active discussion on your article, he'll be more likely to ask that you guest blog again. Plus, it's a great way to get your name out there and to connect with prospects. Final words. Guest blogging is a powerful way to bring in more traffic and to build instant credibility within your market. As long as you create quality articles that will connect with readers and demonstrate your experience and knowledge of the industry, you will have no trouble building an impressive portfolio of solid backlinks from authority blogs and unlimited, free traffic from an ever-growing network of reputable, high-traffic websites. Always look for guest blogging opportunities in your market, even on new startup sites that show promise, because you never know how popular the site may become. Search your established websites, looking for networking opportunities and partnerships everywhere you go. Become relevant in your industry by building up your own blog that showcases authoritative, high-quality content that addresses your visitors' burning questions and concerns. Be approachable. You want people to see you as someone with a genuine interest in helping those within your industry. Build your brand every single day. Never overlook the power of high-quality content, as it's the leading currency online in any market. Outsource expertly written content that will capture attention, and look for ways to gain access to exclusive material such as interviews with experts and leaders in your field. When you secure a guest blogging opportunity, write as if you were creating content for your own blog, and blog owners will ask you to come back as a guest blogger again and again. And above all else, be active. Never stop engaging fellow bloggers, authority figures, market leaders, and potential customers and visitors. Seek out groups, communities, and forums where people are interested in your niche and in what you have to offer. To your success.